And so this morning we have another inspirational tale, the story of the little long-legged curlew chicks with their distinctive curved beaks, released back into the wild on Mark and Claire Craven's farm near Loch Funchinnock in County Roscommon this week. Now, as eggs, they were taken from the nest, hatched at Photo Wildlife Park in County Cork, transported back to their native place in County Roscommon, acclimatised by flying around in big outdoor pens, and then on Wednesday morning, they were finally released back into the wild. Now, with only around 100 breeding curlew pairs in the country, this plan was designed to ensure the chicks made it to adolescence. It's called head starting, and Lorna Siggins went along to see the pens, the electric fencing and nets protecting them, dismantled by a team including Mark the Farmer, Tom Kelly, Ethan Devaney and Donal Began, who explained to Lorna what was happening.
They're not terribly used to human presence because the lads, they tend to limit their contact with the birds. That's why we're standing back, just to reduce the stress on the birds.
Yeah.
Pens are monitored by mobile CCTV cameras. Mark, Tom, myself, were able to log in at any time to have a look at the birds without actually having to be there. It's just, you know, we want these birds to be as wild as possible, given the circumstances.
And how did you know when they were going to be ready to be released? Just you see them flying more?
Yeah, once they're sort of able to control their flight really well inside the pens, you have a fair indication that they're ready for release. Also by their physical appearance, they'll have no more down left on their necks and stuff. It's usually the last place where they have the sort of chick fluff is around the backs of the neck and stuff like that. So once they're fully feathered and able to fly and strong enough, it's then time to consider release.
Okay. There's one flying.
Yeah. You can see now that he's sort of able to really control his flight. He's not.
Well, there's two flying.
Two flying now, yeah.
Yeah.
The lads are just snipping away at the cable ties which secures the top net to the side panels of the pen.
Okay. So just the history of these chicks. The eggs were found in a bog.
Yep, were transported to Photo Wildlife under licence from the National Parks and Wildlife Service and incubated by our project partners in Photo Wildlife Park and hatched out. That's where they sort of started their early stage brooding and early stage sort of nursery pen life. So they would have stayed there until they're around 21 days or a little bit after that before they're transported to the soft release pens. And that's where they spend the remainder of their time before they're released into the environment.
A little bit of drilling.
Yeah, so he's just screwing the end panels off there now.
Okay. So it's not just a question of opening the gate?
No, I suppose you want as big of opening as possible, that if they do go to fly in it, that there's nothing obstructing them, that they can just sort of fly out into the open. If you see where Tom's standing, there is a gate there, but if they were to go out through that, it would be kind of forcing them out through it. We want them to come out at their own ease.
Oh,
whether
I see.
That's walking out or flying out, that's entirely their decision.
Okay.
We might walk down a bit now,
okay,
just so we can
see
a bit. There's one out.
Oh,
one
my goodness. It's just flying out.
Yeah.
Over towards the lake.
Heading towards the lake.
Oh, soaring back now.
Yeah. You can see how agile they are.
Gosh.
And that's, you know, just from being released.
That's amazing.
How strong that they can fly already.
Yeah. It's already crossed several fields.
Yeah.
And now it's coming
and
back.
Still up. Yeah, so I think that one went down in that far green field over there beside the sheep.
Right, yeah. So it'll just be getting its bearings and eventually it'll come back to the others. Is that the idea?
Yeah. They tend to spend a bit of time around the pen when they're acclimatising to the area. The other two are still there for the time being. They might decide to walk. Head down another bit.
Okay. Are the other two out? Oh, they're just walking out now. Can you see them?
The other fella's over in this field over here.
Okay.
So we're going into the long grass and we can't actually see them at the minute. The first bird flew.
Right.
And he'd pretty much be in the lake. If he takes one more flight, he'll be in the lake in the next 10 or 15 minutes, hopefully. And the other two birds, we just can't see them. They've just walked down through the grass. New environment for them. They're finding their way around.
So they're in this field that we're in, but we just can't see them.
We just can't see them. No, the grass is so long. The tops of their heads will be blending very well with the and their necks will be blending very well with the colour of the grass. So we might just take a walk down just a little bit and see if we can. The other two birds, see if the other two birds have. They'll probably walk as far as the wall, and they may fly after that.
Okay.
We won't rush them anyway.
Yeah. You've been a long time working with conservation programmes.
Well, pretty much since the mid-2000s I've been working with breeding waders anyway, and various different projects, so this is exciting. It's a new concept, and a head starting is essential for curlew. We need that bit of extra time to try and restore the population, stabilise the populations for a start, and then try and bring the numbers up. And it's going to take another while, but head starting is going to be the saving of the curlew, I think, here now. The numbers are very, very low.
And it's because you can see that the threats to them, I suppose, because...
In my lifetime growing up anyhow, I can see huge changes. Populations, huge decreases in certain species, and it's very, very noticeable, especially when you're out in the countryside the whole time, in the field the whole time.
We've been standing here a good while now, we haven't seen them.
No, they're doing pretty well so far anyway.
Yeah, hiding well.
Yeah.
So what's that you have now?
It's a thermal imaging, because the bird is so well camouflaged, it's going to be very hard to find it. And the thermal imaging will separate it with the body heat. We might have to lean over towards the wall a bit more. I'm not picking it up there. Do you want to have a quick look there, Donna?
Do you see something?
Have a look here, Lorna.
Thank you.
Turn the scope, telescope just to the right if you want to follow him.
This one, is it?
Yeah, guide yourself.
Just looking at one of the chicks now through the telescope. It's walking along very gingerly in the field below us. Gosh, they're very graceful, aren't they?
Yeah.
The eyes are amazing.
Yeah. Stand out, don't they? Yeah, a compound eye, can looking behind and on front, and
they do a lot of blinking. Still walking through, yeah. That's very satisfying.
That's
for you now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So far, so good. It's a successful release, anyways.
Yeah.
And no hiccups.
Yeah.
For the first 6 months.
And that was the successful release, no hiccups, thankfully, of the farmer Mark Craven ending Lorna Siggins' report on the curlew chicks released on his land as part of the EIP on breeding waders in cooperation with the Department of Agriculture and the National Parks and Wildlife Service.